Good morning. High pressure is building in behind the front that brought scattered showers and thunderstorms to the area yesterday. Behind the front, we're also seeing much drier air flow in on a west wind at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. So we'll have brilliant sunshine mixed with a few clouds today and temperatures pushing into the middle 80s on average. The humidity, though, will be much lower and will be more comfortable. Late at night, we'll pick up partly cloudy skies and temperatures will drop back into the lower 60s. Over the weekend, a series of very weak disturbances will pivot through the Great Lakes into and through our region. The result will be the opportunity of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms both for Saturday and Sunday. The best chance for any showers or thunderstorms will be mainly over the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, but even into the Catskills and Berkshires as temperatures climb into the lower to mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday. The unsettled weather with a broad trough of low pressure overhead will be with us for the early part of next week, but still just scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds both days in the middle 80s. Cooler air behind the disturbances for Wednesday and Thursday, upper 70s to around 80 degrees, with mostly sunny skies. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, unusually hot weather will persist through the afternoon hours across parts of the Pacific Northwest. High temperatures will be in the 90s to around 100 degrees in many locations. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect across the region. From Portland to Eugene, Oregon, the highs will be between 100 and 105 degrees. And a tropical wave accompanied by an area of low pressure is located a few hundred miles southwest of the Cape Verde Islands in the eastern Atlantic Ocean. This disturbance continues to produce disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Some slow development, though, of this system is possible into the early part of next week while it moves westward at about 15 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with highs in the lower 90s, Boston, sunny skies near 90, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 88 degrees, the low 69, the average temperature 79, that's 7 degrees above normal. 22 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 3.34 inches, which is 65 hundredths of an inch below average. And 18.76 inches for the year, which is 3.80 inches of precipitation below average. There were 16 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 246, that's 39 above average, and 480 cooling degree days since January 1st, which is 125 above average. The average high temperature at Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 98, set in 1917, and the record low, 40, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds with a chance of a shower late tonight and lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as White Plains, and also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with lower humidity and highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, mostly sunny skies today with lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers late tonight and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny and warm today, with lower humidity, highs reaching into the middle 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies and warm today, but with lower humidity, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around, but mainly dry, highs in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower to mid-80s. We'll continue with some unsettled weather into the early part of next week on Monday and Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds both days, and we still run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs on Monday in the middle to upper 80s, and in the mid-80s on Tuesday. And for Wednesday and Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds both days, with high temperatures reaching into the upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.